The Rookery is the vision of co-owners Jason Chima and Travis Smith.
We had a joke at one point that we opened our own business because we didn't want to fill out another job application.
Smith is a passionate coffee aficionado.
Bring the coffee quality up a notch for what I felt was being offered around town.
All the coffee is from a French press and then put into an air pot.
I don't think anybody else in town does that.
Besides top-notch coffee, the food menu includes calzones and other baked goods.
The whole idea is to have good, fast food. We don't call it fast food, it's quick food.
It's difficult because it's up a set of stairs.
The Rookery has a bit of a quirk. The kitchen is located up a flight of stairs above the seating area.
Keeps everybody slim and trim.
Up and over a few blocks from the Rookery, Daniel Martin's Wild Oven Bakehouse opened the first week in October in the basement below Observatory Books. By the time I arrived on opening day, the crowd had thinned, though a handful of customers, including Bernadine Peterson and Brian Lupro, were avidly sampling breads.
It is just crunchy and good, and I don't know what kind of bread it is, but it's just delicious, whole wheaty.
Martin started working with bread on a farm in Kentucky, initially just to feed the employees. But after selling it during the farm's market season, he was hooked on dough. That was 3 years ago. Then he spent a year apprenticing with various bakers on the East Coast.
And everyone I met said, "Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm going to Juneau to start a bakery. Can I work for you for free?" And he'd say, "Yeah, sure." Some of them even fed me.
Something besides flour, water, and yeast?
Yeah, sometimes, if I was lucky.
After his apprenticeship year, Martin, who lived in Juneau before his Kentucky stint, returned to his previous place of employment, Rainbow Foods. He credits Rainbow owner David Audison for his generosity in providing experimental kitchen space. In January, he found the approximately 400-square-foot space below Observatory Books on Franklin Street, rolled up his sleeves, and greased his elbows.
This kitchen started out as pencil lines on paper.
Martin worked to upgrade the plumbing and the electrical systems. He bought three large stackable ovens. I revisited the Wild Oven after its first full week in operation.
Doing at least twice as much sales as I anticipated. I'm scrambling to keep up.
Martin was working a batch of many raisin bread. He had weighed and measured the ingredients the night before.
I mix the doughs by hand in these tubs.
He cuts the dough into 1.7-pound pieces, which are then set aside to proof, or rise. Most of his dough is proofed in handmade wicker baskets.
Brotformen in German.
The doughs are proofed for up to 2 hours, a process accelerated by the use of a sourdough starter.
The starter was given to me by a woman in town, and it's been in Juneau since at least the 50s.
Each of the three ovens holds 12 to 16 loaves of bread. The loaves bake down to a final 1.5 pounds. Martin's currently baking a rotating list of about a dozen types of bread per week. Working the cash register on opening day was Johanna Evans. Evans is part of the three-person team headed by Rebecca Gagin, or Becca. Jessica Ruthinger, Gagin's friend from culinary school, completes the triad. Gagin operated a food cart parked outside the Capitol building this summer.
When you're standing outside and your umbrella ends right where you stand so that the water just rolls off and drips down your shirt, you think to yourself, this is not something I'm going to be able to do for very much longer.
So Gagin made a trip down to Portland and returned with a trailer, Ruthinger, and no plan. Gagin approached various parking lot owners regarding a staging area without much luck.
Most of them seemed like almost suspicious.
The Juneau Empire owns the Capital City Weekly, and hence the line of associated parking spots agreed to rent her a space, which was fortuitously adjacent to an empty business space available for lease. The space isn't equipped for a kitchen, so Gagin's plan is to cook in the trailer with Ruthinger while Evans mans the interior dining space. Gagin got most of her furniture from Craigslist and garage sales.
I just think it gives it more character.
Gagin's trailer is currently parked in the space she's renting. It's bright pink. Gagin and Ruthinger will be serving up a full breakfast menu, the panini sandwiches and cupcakes Gagin served from her cart this summer, as well as other baked goods, coffee, and tea from the local Red Onion Organic Spice and Tea Company.
We're trying to come up with ideas to get the boys to come in.
Bacon-wrapped things.
Bacon-wrapped bacon.
Bacon-wrapped bacon,
beer batter it, fry it, and wrap it in bacon.
Yep, done.
They're happy.
Downtown in Alaska's capital city, I'm Amanda Compton.